Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, bless the Lord with me.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, in the presence of the Lord. It is a beautiful day. I tell you, just to be able to be up and about and to see another day that the Lord God has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. And we love to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, I don't own any rights to that song, that intro, but I just wanted to share that with you. In the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. What a way to wake up on. And a beautiful thought. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. There's the fullness of joy. Yes, we had a song going on Sunday. And it's still in my heart. The song says, what more can I do to show you that I love you? Talking about God. Did I put food on your table? Did I put food on your table? Did I show up when the bills were due? Yes. When your body was racking with pain, did I ease the pain? Oh, Lord. When things seemed impossible, did I come through for you? Think about it. Just think about how wonderful that is to realize that there is a God who does indeed care, and he shows up. Oh, yes, he does. He shows up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. He sent his only begotten Son, who was slain before the foundation of the world, so that we could have right to the tree of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. So we thank the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for your peace, and for your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for confidence. We thank you that we don't have to doubt. We don't have to have the spirit of fear. We don't have to feel lost and destitute. For you are with us. You love us and you care. You're a good shepherd. And we love you so much, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you have prepared for us in the future. For this particular moment, we thank you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for bread on the table. We thank you for securing us and protecting us from danger seen and unseen. We thank you for allowing us to have favor with you and favor with man. We thank you that we have peace on our jobs. Yes, Lord, peace in our homes. Peace with our loved ones. Yes, Lord, we thank you. On the highways, we find peace. On the byways, peace. Almighty God, we thank you for the day, this day of peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for you clear the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and the hemisphere. We thank you that all spoken evil words have been blown away, Almighty God, guarding, you're guarding our space, Almighty God, not only guarding our space, but the space of our loved ones, our children. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We ask that you bless all those that would have aught against us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. From things we don't know about, and even maybe things that we do, we have been offensive to anyone, we ask that you forgive us and bless them even the more, Almighty God, that the pain or the disappointment that we've caused would be of no effect to them. And those who have offended us, things that they've done will be no longer an offense to us, Almighty God. No, God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to forgive, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. And we pray for those that would despitefully misuse us, Almighty God, that they would see the light, that they would be saved, and the place that harbors that ill will would be soothed, Almighty God. It would be soothed, Almighty God, and they would choose to love instead of hate. Oh, Father, we thank you for the spirit of love this morning, penetrating all of us, Almighty God. For God so loved the world, who committed offense against you. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. For the Almighty One, Almighty God, you, Almighty, the one who made the heavens and the earth, loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you're ordering our steps and you're guiding us. Remember the sick. Remember Mother Dunlap and her family. Oh, precious God. Remember the Cotto family. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember them as they go through. Remember Elder Cotto as he goes through. Almighty God, thank you for remembering. And thank you for meeting every need. Thank you for my little cousin that's in the hospital. And my little cousin that's home and look like her days have been declared where her little dreams will not be accomplished. But you are a God of miracles. We ask that you touch her now. And what the doctor said, that's hopeless. God, turn the situation around. Let her be able to be married. Let her be able to finish college and then get married and have her family. What was seemed impossible, let it be possible. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you for what you're doing, Almighty God. We thank you for how you're guarding our children and grandchildren. We thank you for how you're guarding the preachers and the teachers and the evangelists and the missionaries and the apostles and the prophets. Almighty God. Hallelujah. The scribes. Ah, Lord. Ooh, God. Thank you for showing us how to walk. Keep us in the right path. Almighty God. Guiding us. Hallelujah. We will not stray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the light shining. Hallelujah. The bright light shining. The light of hope. Yes, Lord. Thank you for giving us favor. All with you and favor with man. Almighty God, hallelujah. Remember all those that are hurting. Oh, God, help him, their shield. Hallelujah, their protector. Almighty God, we take nothing for granted. Thank you, Almighty God, and a healer, a deliverer, a provider. Thank you for being the love of our soul. Thank you for being loving us so much that you chose that we could have a new covenant, a covenant with you, and you desire to be our covenant God, and we, your covenant people. We thank you for opening our eyes to see how covenant people should walk before our covenant God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture for the morning. Yes, Lord. Oh, you know what it is. Genesis. Yes, it is. Genesis. The first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless the Lord. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning for the first day. Oh, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Same chapter, the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Did you hear that? I think someone needs to be encouraged this morning. And I think if you just listen, that was Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5 and 20 verse. I'm sorry, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, and chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. And we're going to read Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting at the first verse. Yes, yes. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the scepter. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as a dead man. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lies. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and beheld him by the feet and worshiped him. He said, Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Jerusalem, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large monies unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if they come to the governor's ear, and if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Our Bible says, and in this particular translation, it says Jesus. But we know that his name is Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, that's his name. And we're not ashamed to call him by his name. If you're not ashamed to call me, if I have a problem, if you call me Margarita or some of the other pronunciations of languages different languages for Margaret. But my mother named me Margaret. So I answered to Margaret, what you say? Huh? But Jesus knows. Hallelujah. And we thank him. Let's read Luke, the 16th chapter. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the scepter? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away from it, for it was very large. And entering into the scepter, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where he laid, where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you in Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. I'm sorry. And they went out quickly and fled from the scepter, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, but they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And he went and told them that he had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and unbridled them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That was Luke, the 16th chapter, the first 20th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. He confirms. I'm sorry, I said Mark. I hope I said Mark, the 16th chapter, starting at the first verse and concluding at the 20th verse. Amen. Thank you for bearing with me again. I need my glasses. I have my prescription. I just need to go and get my lens. Hallelujah. And my frames. Hallelujah. But the lens are important. The lens are important. Hallelujah. Luke 24th chapter, starting at the first verse. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the scepter, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the scepter, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. As it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, thereby, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and the third day raised again. And they remembered his words and returned from the scepter and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women that were with him, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the scepter, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, the stone rolled away from the scepter. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed their face to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? Hallelujah. Hear that? That deserves repeating. Chapter 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together, all of these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cephas, answering, saying unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and rulers delivered him to the command to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trust that
it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all of this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the scepter. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which was with us went to the scepter and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, all the prophets, he expound unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would go further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, but it is towards evening, and the day is well spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke and gave it to them.
My God, from that.
And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together. And them that was with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands, my feet, that it is I myself. And handle me, and see, for spirit has not flesh and bone, as ye see me here. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hand and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of raw fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that, my God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that they might understand the scripture. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. My God, from Zion. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all generations, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye shall be witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and was continued in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Truly the word of God for the people of God. I hope you have heard so much that was given in these passages. Hallelujah. 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 He opened their minds of understanding. He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, how clear can it be? And should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. The master gave instructions. Hallelujah. Matthew said, teach what I have taught you. Hallelujah, teach. And then here in Luke, he said that for us, for them, and then it is for us to hold the scripture sacred. He open their minds of understanding. We can pray and ask God to open our minds that of understanding that we may understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. 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 He told them it is written. Thus it is written. And thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask that you forget my stuttering. If I ask God to cover it right now, I'm about to have a fit up in here. The scriptures are so sweet. The scriptures are so good. So often we just find passages, but oh my Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to John. I know you're still praying for me. Still praying for me. Yeah, we're going to get this right. Hallelujah. Let me just do this to rest my throat. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience. And pray that I go on and get my glasses. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. All right. John, the 21st chapter and the first verse. Lord, have mercy and fill my mouth and my heart that I may read this. The 21st chapter, starting at the first verse. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tabernacles, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shores, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore and went and cast therefore, and now they were able to draw it for many multitudes. I'm sorry. They were not cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fishers, his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little boat, for they were not far from land. But as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish, as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coal there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus, that's the note there, just keep that in mind. Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of fish, 153, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus, my God. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples did ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and give them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. excuse me. He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walked whether thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. This back he signifying by which death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing a disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry until I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went the saying abroad among the brethren that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they were written, should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't that just amazing? Hallelujah. Here we see that Jesus is challenging Peter to feed his lamb, hallelujah, to feed his sheep, yes, Lord, hallelujah, and to preach his word, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Then he tells him how he's going to glorify him. Isn't that just amazing? Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, God is so good when we can see the four gospels and how they complement and how they bring out so much, and it's such encouragement that if we read it too fast, we'll miss what Jesus is saying. And then they're to teach all nations. They were to teach all nations what he had taught them. And we were to preach repentance and remission of sins. Hallelujah. In his name. In his name. In Jesus' name. So important. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Ooh, yeah, this time is so sweet. I tell you, talking about encouragement. Hallelujah. You're the salt of the earth. Yes, you are. The light of the world. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to Matthew 5, and then we'll be soon. We have a few more minutes, listen to what Jesus is saying, the Beatitudes. Let's just read it. Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we'll probably go down to the 14th verse. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, listen, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the weak, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Ye, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, not you, but glorify your Father, your good work, not to glorify you, your good work, to glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not in no wise pass from the law until all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do, that's a good word right there, but whosoever do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, 20, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. These are the words in red of our Master and Savior. These are his words. Hallelujah.
These are his words for his people. Hallelujah. Truly thank him for his word. Hallelujah. 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 Those who are in the spirit, no anger, no lust, love for your enemies, forgiveness, ready to speak the truth at all times. Hallelujah. We should be committed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for understanding and opening our minds of understanding to his scripture, which is his will, his way. You see that? You're the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have to know the scripture. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful thing. I am so happy this morning. Ooh. Bread from heaven, bread from heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, we are coming to the close. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing, and truly nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Jude. Oh my. The first chapter, it's only one, starting at the 24th verse. Listen, 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now, hallelujah, and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost and confidence that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. A beautiful day unto you. So we meet on Friday. God bless. At 9 a.m.